so sad.
3, 2, 1.
Get ready for 2 hours of inane nonsense with your favorite overweight redheads, Fat and Ginger.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. 6 o'clock Sunday night on K-Rock 955, which means it is time for Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young, and across the desk from me, as always, is my friend, I suppose, Luke Massey.
Well, why'd you say it like that?
Well, just trying to be honest with the listeners, you know.
We're friends. We're best friends, mate. We're, what do you call us? Hetero life partners.
Hetero life partners.
Mate, how good is this weather? We had a whinge last week.
We did.
Said, how bad is summer? And all of a sudden, it's just turned it on. It's like we've done it.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that that's happened, because we make predictions.
Well, we do that. We've only that work for other things. I might have a whinge tonight about my beer belly.
Well, I have a whinge tonight about not having $40 million.
Yeah, and see if any of them come true.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure I'll still be fat and you'll still be broke.
That's right. This time next week.
And I'm really looking forward to the tennis this week, Tim.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Are you?
No.
No, of course you're not. I can't wait to get there and see the Aussies, mate, like Dean Minotaur and Curious Nick. It's going to be unreal.
That's fantastic.
There's going to be some lobbying, some backhanded compliments. I cannot wait.
Do they serve strawberries and cream at the Australian Open?
Oh, they will when I get there. I will take nothing less.
Have you been to Wimbledon?
I've been practicing my clap. You ready?
Very good, very good.
Just nice and quiet.
And then can you do your silence? Quiet, please. Excellent.
Yeah, I know.
Geez, good, mate.
And that's the first time I've ever been silent this morning event, so I'll get there.
No, that's it. So we've got a massive show. After this song, though, I want to talk to you about the most evil, disgraceful thing ever invented by humankind.
I can't wait.
I know it's weird to say this.
Choir by Guy Sebastian, one of my personal favourites, and it has got me up and about.
Yeah. I actually sound a little bit like Bob Marley to me, a little bit of reggae feel, do you reckon?
I reckon that's exactly what he's going for.
Well, I know Guy's all about one love, so maybe they're sort of linked somehow, I don't know.
Is he?
I'm reaching. What do you got? What do you want to talk about?
No, nothing about Guy
Save me over here.
No, I'm saving you. Look, I'll save you. We're going to play the jingle for Tim's topic.
This is the state, though. When I'm sitting in my trailer, waiting to make my next awful movie, I like to listen to Tim's topic. So, Tim, what have you got for us this week?
I'll tell you what we got this week is the news that Jason Statham has a new stinker coming out.
Is he?
What's it called?
Oh, is that the beekeeper one?
Yeah, now come on.
Now, I'm going to have, I haven't seen a preview for it, right?
Yeah, go on.
I haven't seen the movie. I haven't seen a synopsis. I don't know anything about it. But I'm going to have a little crack at this one, Tim.
I reckon
he's sort of a bloke that keeps to himself, obviously looks after
bees. Just wants to be left alone.
Yeah, just wants to be left alone, but he gets hauled back in and ends up killing everybody that ever lived.
Because he's got a dark past where he was an assassin.
Yes, he used to be an assassin.
And he doesn't want this life, but by jeez, he's good at it.
They keep dragging him back in. They keep stealing his honey. Leave me honey alone.
I'm an apiarist, not a murderer. All right.
Just rubbish.
We're not here to talk about that, though. We're here to talk about something much, much worse.
What is it?
Something that has besmirched, has inflicted itself on humankind since the 1500s, I've learnt.
Yeah, I like when you go over the top, because that's what I usually do. So this better be good.
It's the recorder. You know the little instrument that kids play?
Oh, the instrument. I was going to say, I thought you meant like the voice recorder.
No. This is much worse than that.
Yeah. The recorder. God.
Now, the reason...
I blocked them out.
Well, so had I. But the reason I bring this up, and just a quick cheerio to my lovely fiancé before...
Which one's got it?
But wait, we'll get to that.
Yeah, okay.
So Santa, given that...
Oh, no.
Bought one of those instruments, a recorder... For each of the kids.
Hang on. I'd be having a little chat to Santa about this.
Let me finish. So now we have two recorders in our house being played at full volume. And do you know what they enjoy doing? They enjoy just blowing as hard as they can into it so it makes that squeaky voice.
Santa, what are you doing? So, I thought you meant you're going to say that Raph has started school and he's got one and he has to play it to practice.
No, Santa saw them, apparently, at the North Pole for $4 each and thought it would be a good idea.
I'll tell you what, even I'll have a little word to Santa on your behalf.
Thank you very much, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I feel for you there, mate.
So Santa instructed the elves to get them from the nearest Kmart, apparently, but they were $4 each and put them in the stockings.
Yeah, I know where Santa can shove it.
You know what? No one played the recorder outside of primary school.
No, well, that's what I was going to say. Recorders like algebra.
Yeah, no one ever
uses them. You don't use them after school, do you? Tell me one band or artist that's ever had a recorder in the background.
Let's throw that out to the general, the great public.
Has it ever been on a recording outside of primary school, like a school concert type thing?
Oh, go one further. Have you ever seen anyone play one older than grade six?
What's that, 12? I think once you leave primary school, you put the recorder behind you for good.
And any kid that goes and gets one of those big recorders, you know, the alto ones, is probably going to turn out to be a serial killer.
Ooh, I like where you're going with this.
Because I don't know.
Should we alert the police?
I think so.
Say, look, get down to Music Workshop. I think you can find these guys before they act out.
I think what happens is, so they're in the display case and it's got a pressure sensor underneath. As soon as you take it out of the display case, the man and the police are notified and they come down and crash through the door.
You're arrested for the future murder of.
That's right. Yeah, it'd be like that. What's the movie with the midget in it?
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, what's the movie?
Minority Report.
Thank you. That's the one.
The midget.
Well, he is.
Well, that's not very fair on midgets.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, I don't know, mate. It's like algebra, isn't it? Like, you never use it. You go, well, why don't you teach them about taxes and how to avoid them?
That's right.
You know? Stuff like that that they actually might
reduce them one day.
Teach them the guitar or the drums or the piano, something that might pay off and you can retire on them.
That's right.
What I'm always trying to instill in my kids.
That's
something of value that I can retire.
Well, I tell you what, there's no 15% management contract for a recorder player, is there?
No,
there's going to be no money for that.
No.
People will pay for them to stop playing.
Britney Spears' dad didn't teach her to play the recorder.
Gee, hasn't she gone off the...
Well, I think she's been off for a long time, but then you find out the parents were controlling. I want to do that. I want to do that to my kids, and I'm not going to do it with the recorders.
I've seen you try and do it with your kids. It doesn't go very well, does it?
I'll tell you what, the school concert too, when all the kids pull out the recorder,
I've
never wished for a fire so much. I want to be
alive. Long tail, that one. That's Luke Combs with Fast Car.
Yeah, I prefer the Tracy Chapman version. I don't know. I'm old school, man.
She had a funny voice.
Yeah, I bought her Greatest Hits once.
It had
Fast Car on there 13 times.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Very good.
Hey, tell them what you were telling me off air about the school concert there when you went up to the principal.
So before the break, we were talking about recorders and how bad they are and how when they come together in groups at school concerts. Sarah Pauline, once I was at a school concert and it was half time and I wasn't having a great time and I went up to the principal and said, how much are you making out of this tonight? And he said, about 15 grand. I said, I'll write you a check and we can all go home.
I reckon he would have just about jumped at that. If it was not the principal, it was just a teacher, would have said, under the table, let's do it.
Yeah, he considered it for far longer than I thought he would. Let me put it that way. So.
Yeah. Hey, mate, guess we're coming up. I've got Luke's Law.
Oh, I'm excited.
Right? And a lot of people have responded to me about last week's when I went
about
the paper bags, right?
Yeah.
I even had a lady in Coles today talk to me about the paper bags who worked there.
Really?
At the checkout, yeah.
But she hadn't listened to the show, had she?
No. She was telling me how crap they were. I was like, can I get your name?
Yeah.
No, I would not say that. So I'll say hello to Eileen at the Coles in Warren Ponds.
Good on you, Eileen.
So, a lot of support, mate. Yep. And I've thought of a little money-making scheme.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you about it after this.
I want 10%. Bruno Mars there with Locked Out of Heaven and perhaps some manner of locksmith or professional might be in order there. Sounds like a good place to get into.
Well, I don't know if you can get in with a locksmith, Tim. I think there's that bloke on the pearly gates.
St. Peter.
It's St. Peter, is it?
Yep.
So he probably stops you a little bit. He's like the bouncer, isn't he?
Well, he is. That's right, yeah. Never did well with bouncers. Always had the wrong shoes on.
Well, when you try and tongue-tie him with logic, that's the best way to go with them, I think.
Oh, they love that. Yeah.
They love having the piss taken out of them. Hey, I was talking about my get-rich-quick scheme or my money-making scheme before the break.
And I'm excited.
So what I was thinking, there's a lot of people out there that have supported me this week about the paper bags. No one likes them. The people who work there don't like them.
Yes.
But what I realise is they're still selling plastic bags in aisle 8. You can still go in and buy a roll of plastic bags in aisle 8.
Shopping bags.
They're not shopping bags. They're garbage bags. But people can still use them as shopping bags, right? So I'm thinking I go in there, I buy a roll, and then I on-sell them at the self-service checkouts for 50 cents each, right? Now, they're not going to be happy. I've thought about this. They're not going to be happy, right? They'll try and kick me out, but really I'm still shopping, so they can't. So I'm thinking that they'll be forced to buy me out.
Oh, a bit like Michael Scott in the American version of The Office.
Yes, they'll have to buy me out. I have to buy out my business.
Yeah.
I mean, I never went to business school, so I'm not sure if that's how it works.
Have you got a figure in mind already?
Not yet. I'm thinking about it, but I don't know. What do you reckon?
Well, mate, I think you're onto something there. I think that's it.
I'm still reeling from my last scheme, Tim. I haven't sort of got back in the black from that one.
Dare I ask what that was?
That was when I tried to jump on the kids' bandwagon with the whole bananas in pyjamas thing
yeah.
You know, that they all love.
Yeah.
It just turns out the kids weren't ready for zucchinis in bikinis.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
There's not too many contenders out there that sound more punch drunk than me. That's why I like to listen to Luke's lore. It's so bad.
Yes. No, it is that bad. And look, I just played the jingle because I'd had enough. And unfortunately, Luke's lore means that, well, it's time for more, frankly.
Well, I've got a little bit of a rant. I've been doing a few rants lately, and people are liking them, I think. So it's giving me a bit of confidence. I know you're not. You sit there and just sort of look at your watch. You start knitting, just doing anything else but listening to me.
Crochet.
So I've taken on some pretty big issues lately, Tim. The paper bags at the supermarket, cyclists riding next to each other, right? And with some success, with some pretty good solutions, right? Yeah. I've decided to tackle another big one that's been annoying me lately,
right?
World peace.
Yeah, great. This will be good.
Now, I've noticed, I don't know if you have, but there's a few conflicts going on in places like the Ukraine, the Middle East, right? And every day on news.com, either China or America are flexing their muscles. And I think I've come up with a solution that'll just put a stop to all conflicts between nations from now on.
Now, have you thought about this before you're going to speak?
Of course I have.
Okay, is this going to get us...
I've given some thought, mate.
You have?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
On you go.
Hear me out. This is the solution, right? What we need is an alien invasion.
My God.
Hear me out.
I'm listening.
So the reason we're in conflict all the time is because military and groups are run by men, right?
Indeed.
And men don't want to find a peaceful solution. They want to fight someone. Right. They're never going to stop. They haven't stopped the whole time since we're Neanderthals coming out of the caves.
That's it.
Right? Yep. They come out of the cave. They said, that's my cave. And they started fighting about it. And we have not stopped. So we need to give someone to fight. To these guys, where we're all on the same side. Now, I've studied films, Tim, like Independence Day, Transformers.
I was going to say Independence Day.
Yeah, Transformers, Superman 2, right?
Battlefield Los Angeles.
Yes, I haven't seen that one because no one has. But what I've noticed is the aliens always come from the same direction.
Which is?
They go past the moon.
Yes, they do, don't they?
They go past the moon, and then they hit us from that side, right?
Yeah.
So my plan is to send a broadcast in that direction that would piss anyone off.
Right.
Where they go, I have to go and fight.
Okay.
Right? I'm thinking like...
Again, have you thought about this before you say it?
Yeah, okay. I'm thinking like an episode of Friends.
Oh, wonderful.
We can send that up there. An extended video of recorders at a school concert. And the thing is, when they come for us, we will all unite and fight on the same side. What do you think?
I think that's actually one of the better ideas you've had.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, there's going to be a few casualties, you know. We might lose a few buildings. But I was thinking too, if that happens, let's kill two birds with one stone, put Trump back in the White House. Just before it blows up.
There's an alien right there.
Yeah. And I think we're going to be okay. The people who are listening to K-Rock are going to be okay.
Okay.
In all those films and all those invasions, you never see, like, Geelong under attack.
No. It's always America, or more specifically New York.
Yeah.
The cops in absolute hiding.
And I think in one of them, I can't remember which one, but they showed the Sydney Harbour Bridge was on fire. So Sydney's in trouble.
Yeah.
Melbourne will be like an afterthought because Sydney, everyone always loves Sydney, even the aliens looking to invade, right? And I'm thinking they'll take Melbourne, right? They'll wander down the highway. They'll see Corio and they say, there's nothing to see here, guys.
See you, bye. You're with Fat and Ginger here on K-Rock 955. My name is Tim Young, and across the desk from me, as always, Luke Massey.
Yeah, we've got Heavy Spray coming up, mate. Ooh. There's some rippers there.
Oh, well,
people
don't know.
People are starting to really get into it. You haven't seen two of them, I think. Maybe you showed me one.
Yeah.
The last one, I think you showed me, which I did have a chuckle at.
Yeah.
But people are starting to really get involved.
Yeah, good.
And there's some really funny ones there. So if anyone wants to shoot us a message...
Yeah.
Right, they can go to our Facebook, is that right?
So they can either go to Fat and Ginger on Facebook.
Or Instagram, we're on Instagram, aren't we?
We are on Instagram,
absolutely. Maybe you took the time to set up the account. So please message us on Instagram so Tim doesn't feel like his time is wasted.
And also you can go to the K-Rock socials and it'll get to us via the miracle of Tom Lewis.
Yeah, so he passes along,
he does.
Because the last time I saw him, he just worked up and shut the door and just walked back to his desk.
Oh, we're not allowed to talk to him.
No, I know. How do we get the messages off him?
We just have to look at the ground and he hands them to us on a piece of paper.
I'm having a day from hell.
Fat and Ginger on K-Rock.
We sure are, and it's that time of the night that I get so excited about. It's time for Have Your Spray.
These two fat and ginger gentlemen have been whinging for years. Now it's your turn. Time to have your spray.
Yes, time for Have Your Spray. Thanks, Morgan. Some of his best work there. Deep Impact, no good. That jingle.
We'll rate him on that on IMDb.
Absolutely.
So, hey, let's get straight into it because we've got some rippers here, right?
Yep.
The first one's from Max in Belmont. And
G'day,
he's
Max.
Jumped on your bandwagon
good.
From last week,
yep.
right? Which always worries me when people jump on your side, Tim.
Yeah.
Says, Luke, why don't you just buy the $1.50 reusable tote bags, then take them in with you?
Excellent, Max. Couldn't agree more.
No, see, this is the problem with you guys, right? What? You and Max in the same cloth. You're suggesting that I should be prepared before going to the supermarket, right?
Yeah.
Like I'm packing to go to the airport or something. Like, what's next? Remembering people's birthdays, like being being on time for the school run. What do you want from me, Tim?
Your kids' birthdays. Let's go.
They're both in July.
Yeah.
And one's at either end. So they're not too close together.
That's better than I thought you'd do, actually.
Yeah, I know. I actually had to think about that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, right, and this is what I'm telling Max and you, the system is set up for all of us to cater for the lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
Which, incidentally, is why I have to drive 60 kilometres an hour down the Torquay Highway, mate, because there's a lot of idiots out there that do stupid things, right?
Stay on point.
All right, okay. All right. But when it comes to supermarket shopping, that's me. I'm the lowest common denominator. This is my time to shine, right?
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what, Max, I'll make you a deal, right? You get the Torquay Highway changed back to 70 kilometres an hour, right? And I will take supermarket bags to the supermarket.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Max, the ball's in your court.
Ball's in your court.
That's it. Well done.
All right. Next one's from Jenny and Lara.
G'day, Jenny.
Jenny. Oh, I read this, right? Yeah. It's a bit of a backhanded comment. And I thought maybe her last name might be Tull. Jenny Tull?
Come on.
Jenny Tull?
Get on with it.
All right. Jenny and Lara. Sorry, Jenny. Hey, guys. Love the show. You are very funny.
Is this real?
Yeah. I looked you up, though, and while you are both fat, neither of you look ginger. What gives?
That's
what she's written.
That's the ultimate backhanded compliment.
It's a bit of a backhander, isn't it? So, look, the thing is, right, I always consider myself to be strawberry blonde.
Indeed.
I didn't think I was a ginger, but I just cop crap for it.
That's right.
All the time. Well, at school, off you.
At work.
You told everyone at work I was a ginger, so I copped that for about 16 years. Still, like, have to, every time I drive past that refinery, I have flashbacks.
Absolutely.
You know, if we're copping crap for being one, we might as well just call ourselves that.
That's it. That's right. And during winter, when the sun's not out, it goes darker, so it goes more rouge.
We just have to stay out of the sun and we're fine, which is what most gingers have
to do.
I think she was secretly hoping we weren't ginger. Maybe there's a little bit of a crush there, Tim.
Wow.
Do you reckon?
Well, look at us, you know, what's not to crush on? So,
and if we're ginger, obviously gingers don't have girlfriends, so, you know, there'd be no love interest there.
Number three.
This one that you pointed out to me and I had a laugh when you sent it to me the other night, this is, I don't think this is real, but I liked it anyway. Hi, guys, could you please let, I'll say it's from Kmart Customer Service in Leopold.
Oh, fantastic, yeah.
Hi, guys, this might be real. Could you please let Tim know that he's XXXXXXL shorts? Shorts that he ordered are now in. How many X's is that? Five.
Five XL shorts.
Five XL shorts. Yeah. I haven't seen that many X's since I stumbled on your browser history.
The next size up is spinnaker size. Will you stay with me?
Will you be... Fat and Ginger on K-Rock.
Can our heroes sit through 2 hours of crap and come out clean on the other side? It's Fat and Ginger's Forced Night Out.
Sure is. Fat and Ginger, K-Rock 955. I'm Tim Young and he is Luke Massey. And I get the feeling just that he has this stuff radiating off him that he's not happy.
Well, the thing is, I don't know why we're playing the jingle for Forced Night Out. One of our favourite fans' favourite segments, right?
That's not my favourite segment.
I know it's not yours because every time I call you and go, hey, are you available this time? You keep saying no. Oh, I've got a pack to move house. Well, yeah, do it either side of it, mate. You can have one night off for 2 hours to go and let me humiliate you for the good of the show.
At least you're honest about it.
Well, that's right. Well, last night I sent you a message. Are you busy this time? Yes.
Yep.
I said, what about the whole weekend? Nah, I'm out that weekend too. And then I've sent you other ones that you just don't want to do them.
I tell you what, here's the deal. If you come around and help me pack for the weekend...
Well, you know I'm away. That's the thing. So
you're doing that.
But look, people, write in and say, Tim, this isn't good enough. You're supposed to be humiliating yourself for our benefit. Because until he hears from you, if he's just hearing it from me, he's not going to budge. And I think it's just a disgrace, mate.
It's a disgrace.
You need to start putting yourself out there instead of just refusing to do everything I send your way. I had some rippers lined up for you.
I bring this up every time, though, but do I not get any credit for dressing up as a pixie in public?
Well, that was years ago.
Yeah,
mate.
I know, but it was
years ago. Do you know what I had lined up for you, mate?
Go on.
It was like a socialist meeting at Trades Hall.
Oh, no.
That would have been a nightmare, right? And you refused to do it, and they had like their Friday night one, and then they were all day Saturday and all day Sunday. I gave you the whole weekend. I'm busy packing.
What was it, like a conference or
what
something?
What are you packing? There's no heat. Hey? What are you packing?
A house. I'm moving.
Yeah, I know you're moving, but you're probably sitting there watching the cricket while Jodie does it all.
That's a good idea, actually.
I might call her.
Go on.
I'm going to call her. I've got to talk to her about some other stuff anyway.
If you only knew what I want to do.
Most women like tall, dark men. I'm not most women. I like fat and ginger.
G'day, welcome back to the second hour of Fat and Ginger here on a Sunday night, K-Rock 955. My name's Tim Young. Across the desk from me is Luke Massey.
I'm in a good mood because the tennis has started.
Oh, how wonderful.
It's on tonight. I don't know who any of those players are.
No.
But I'm sure they're great.
Yeah.
And I'll probably see them in a few days' time.
I'm sure you will, and you'll love every second of it.
Do people like the tennis here in Geelong?
I don't know. Let's find out. Give us a call on 52232955. Tell us what you think of the tennis.
Don't call. I can't be bothered answering. Just message.
Any feedback on the first hour of the show?
Nothing yet.
No.
Nothing yet.
That's good. Great.
But
thanks.
I haven't been checking, to be honest. Don't like hit me up like that. You've got to give me some warning.
No, look, I'll tell you what we're going to talk about after this song, though, is that free-to-air TV is about to hit its straps again, and there's some truly awful shows making a comeback at the end of this month. Bit of Doechii on Fat and Ginger, K-Rock 955 for on Sunday night.
Who was that?
Doechii.
How do you spell that?
D-O-E-C-H-I-I.
Okay. Yeah, we're having
it's
to announce
on the screen.
People in other languages now.
That's it. Look, it's time for an examination of what's coming up in the world, the rather miserable world of free-to-air TV.
I'm not the A-list star I used to be. Still, I haven't sunk as low as free-to-air TV. Let's see what's been stinking it up this week.
Yeah, so the end of the month is when free-to-air TV comes back in earnest, when the ratings start, I believe. So that's when we're getting all the quality content that we've missed out on over summer.
Well, it's to and fro, isn't it? You get the sunshine, you get the barbecues, you get playing outside, but you've got to cop the crap TV.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Can't have everything.
They must love the fact that Test cricket goes for 5 days, because they get to fill up 5 days with something other than having to buy TV.
Well, have you seen when there's a rain day and it gets rained out in the summer, the crap they put on then?
Bargain Hunt.
Yeah.
Or Antics Roadshow.
Bewitched.
Does that still make an appearance, does it?
I don't know if it's on there, but I was watching it for a bit the other
day. Is
that
just in your mind?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it a bit.
You've always been a big Elizabeth Montgomery fan, haven't you?
Well, I'm trying to get rid of it.
I'm more of a Barbara Eden person.
I know you are. Yeah. You've gone on about that way too much. Hey, what have you got?
So, look, the show that I think plumbs the depths of me on free-to-air TV, and it's a strong field, I'll give you that, is MAFS. One of the problems is, and we have discussed this previously, is how highly it rates and how bad it is.
Yeah.
And just watching the trailer for it, so it's almost like they get to the end of the last season and go, okay, which groups haven't we covered this time? Okay, we've got to cover those next time. So they've got an old person, and then we'll have a few same-sex couples, which is fine, that's great, whatever. But it's just the most exploitative, awful TV. And like I was talking to you about off-air, because we have many conversations off-air, so when they're having an argument in their little apartments, when they put them in, misery towers and film them, right, there's five other people in the room. Like, don't forget that. Like, it's all contrived and it just... And
I can't watch it, mate. You know I've never seen it.
No, I know. But
I've come to your house to do writing and it's on. Go.
Yeah, well...
And you're like, I'll just have it on in the background. You bag it and you watch
it. Hang on a moment. I don't turn it on.
I know. It doesn't... I didn't touch the bomb, Your Honour, even though I was there.
But,
do you know what I mean?
On.
Like, you're there, mate. You've got to take responsibility.
No, you don't. Just because you're there doesn't make you responsible.
Well, I'm... the thing about
tell that to the passengers on the Hindenburg.
It's not Married at First Sight is not a love show. It's not like I want to get married and I want to fall in love.
No,
I want to be on the TV. And once you realise that, the rest of it doesn't matter.
No.
It's not real.
No, that's
and
right.
It's not reality TV. And it's just I can't believe people watch it. I can't believe how popular it is. I can't believe that I went in when I used to work at the refinery. People would be talking about it. I used to get beaten up for talking about shows like that.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
And
now
also,
everyone's watching it going, what do you think about this? It's crap.
Oh, it is.
It is absolute contrived, crap.
And as I've said to you repeatedly, right, there's a formula for every, air quotes, reality TV show, right?
Mm.
Weirdos plus pressure and film it.
Yep.
That's all it is. Maybe a bit of alcohol in there too, whatever, if you want.
I do feel sorry for the dad.
Yeah, well, we've spoken about that previously
too. Of the bride.
Yeah.
Because he knows what's going on.
Well, and also, here's a guy that, you know, is hoping for a special moment for his daughter, and it's on TV and some...
Yeah.
Anyway.
And some little punks grin at him going, I'm about to...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I know. It's terrible. Now, what do you got?
Well, I don't really watch a lot of free-to-air TV, as you know, right? But one of the things that has piqued my interest is that Neighbours is gone.
Again.
It's been cut again.
But I thought it was on Amazon or something.
No, they've cut it.
Gone.
It's gone. So they had this big, massive finale on Channel 10 Plus.
Which was awful, by the way.
Well, I didn't watch it, but they had all everyone back, and they said they said goodbye in
yes,
the right
that's
way.
Right, yeah.
And then like Amazon, I think, needed to fill a quota of Australian content.
So they picked it
up. So they picked Neighbours because it was cheap.
Yeah.
Right? And they were basically filming it on the fly. It was rubbish, apparently. I never watched it. But they've cut it again.
Oh, okay.
And that and Home and Away, to me, were I watched when I was a kid. And when you're an adult, you just look at it and go, why would I watch
yeah,
this
no,
stuff?
Yeah, no, that's right.
And Home and Away is probably even worse because they have this place called Summer Bay.
Yes, yeah.
Right? Where the amount of things that happen in that town... You'd think they'd have a police force of about 300.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a dangerous place.
To deal with. I'm going to read to you some of the storylines that have happened over the years, Tim.
Yeah.
And Home and Away, I did a little bit of research, right? There's a time that Casey was handcuffed to a car in the middle of the desert,
yeah.
But Brax still managed to find him.
Brax.
I don't know who Brax is.
Yeah, wow, well, okay.
But he was handcuffed to a car yeah. in the middle of the desert, and he went straight to him and found him. Like, what are the chances? Not in, on a road.
No.
In the desert.
In the desert, yeah.
Yeah. Tasha washing up on store and Tasha washing up on shore and could only speak pig Latin.
Next.
Now, later I don't know who Tasha is. Later, she joined a cult where she was drugged and sexually assaulted, held hostage, and the baby was kidnapped.
Awesome. Right? Yep.
So this is all happened in one. Then there's a time that Robbie killed his grandfather, but no one really remembered. And then they resolved it in a 2-minute conversation months later. Selena got kidnapped by Saul not once, not twice, but three times.
Three times.
So you think she would learn her lesson.
Yeah.
The time that Matilda got severely burned, and then within a couple of weeks, her burns disappeared and she was back wearing bikinis. So, you know, there's all these things where I'm starting to think maybe this isn't, you know, they haven't got someone on continuity or something like that.
No, that's right.
When Kit and Kim were dehydrated and on the brink of dying, they managed to conceive.
My God. Right, so, one last one.
When Duncan was 8 and fell off a cliff, he went to hospital and came back as a 16-year-old.
Fantastic. K-Rock 955, you're the Fat and Ginger. No, it's a bad idea. You. Short stack with planets, and I always loved a pancake. And
I always loved Uranus. What's wrong, mate? Come on. What are we hooking?
So what we're going to talk... That's so good. That's so bad and so good at the same time. What we're going to talk about next is we're going to make some predictions so that we can come back at the end of the year, if we're still on air, and look back at our predictions and go, you're an idiot or you're a visionary.
Well, we have been called Ginger Darmus in the past, haven't we?
Well,
we've made some predictions that have come true.
That's right. We predicted the Queen dying.
The Queen dying. What was the things that come back? The biscuits?
Chicken drumsticks.
Chicken drumsticks. Yep. They come back.
That's right.
We are trendsetters, Tim. So some of these, I've got about 5 or 6. How many you got?
I've got 3.
Okay. Well, I'll just read 3 out.
Yeah, all right.
And we'll see if they take off.
Stay tuned. The future is now. The new year's here. Fat and Ginger on K-Rock 955. That was Water by Tyler and Marshmallow, I think it is.
You're running out of steam over there.
No,
man,
I'm not. No, I'm all good. All good.
So hang on, that was Marshmallow. We had pancakes before.
Yeah, well, it's all foodstuffs, isn't it? I love it.
They know we're fat and ginger.
Well, we're on a diet too, so like, all I'm thinking about now is a pancake with
marshmallow on it. Oh, stop it.
I'm going to make some predictions because, I don't know, it seems to be what every radio show does. And
I think
it's a bit of fun.
Oh, you didn't tell me that other people were doing it.
Wow.
You said come up with some.
That's it. Oh, no, I bossed you around, didn't I?
Yeah, I know.
So we're going to read 3 each.
All right.
Can I start?
Yeah.
I predict that. So we need it some more
when we play. This is going to be good. You've got a big grin on your face. I know it's going to be good.
When we play this back at the end of the year.
Yeah. If any of these happen...
Yeah.
We'll forget about the others and just focus on that one.
That's exactly right. And say we're visionaries. That's right.
Okay.
So, look, 2 footy-based ones. So I predict that Carlton will win the premiership this year.
Mm.
Now, you're a passionate Geelong supporter.
You're one of those.
I'm a Richmond supporter.
Yep.
I don't want this to happen, but I think it will.
I'd put a lot of money on the fact that they won't, because Carlton are the team that have imploded over the years.
100%.
And as soon as they get a big head up, Same as last year. Five rounds, six rounds in. Oh, we're on our way, Vossy.
Hang on, they made a prelim.
Yeah, but then they lost the next eight or something.
Like, yeah, but they still made a prelim.
Yeah, I know.
All right, next one.
We'll see. I've got this one, right?
Okay, yeah.
I've gone a little bit wider. I've gone that Western Australia will declare they want to be a sovereign state.
Again.
Yeah.
that's right.
They've already done that.
Oh, they do it. Well, not officially, but they do it all the time.
I'm saying officially. They'll make it official. They hate Victorians.
They hate everyone.
Yeah.
They consider themselves to be a separate nation. And g'day to everyone who's listening to the podcast in Western Australia. But
we love you.
All right, so they will make
an
official declaration.
I think they will.
Okay, so they want to be their own country. See you later. Catch you later. Whatever.
Yep.
Couldn't care less. All right.
What else you got?
Gold Coast Suns will make the finals.
You were just doing footy ones.
No, I told you there was two footy ones. I said that. Okay. Do you listen? Right.
Not really.
No. Yeah. So Gold Coast Suns will make the finals.
Yeah, okay. They might.
Yeah,
they
okay.
might.
All right.
They've got a good coach up there.
All right. So we're recording that one. We'll keep that one. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
What do you got?
I've got there will be a film green lit.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Weekend at Biden's.
He's looking old, isn't he?
I reckon they'll just keep propping him up and you'll see that his mouth will move like that Pepsi guy. What was his name? Max or something?
Max Headroom.
Max Headroom. Yeah. His mouth will move like that
and
they'll just carry him around and like wave his hand like Weekend at Bernie's.
Do you know the other person they did that to?
Who?
Prince Philip.
Oh, really?
He'd been dead for months before they said it. Okay. My third one is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
I predict that they will finally announce that they've found alien life on Mars. Now, hear me out with this, because they've found ice, and I believe, I can't tell you if this is true or not, I think they've found running fresh water on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they'll find some bacteria or some microscope, you know, microbe or whatever, on Mars in the next year.
Okay.
So that's alien life on another planet changes everything.
Changes everything.
Does.
We're not alone.
No, that's right.
Yeah, you'd have to look at a few religions and things
indeed.
Like that. So, okay, well, interesting. Let's see what they say.
All right, what's your final one?
That Fat and Ginger will become the highest rating Sunday night show in the Geelong area.
100% true. Great prediction. Let's go. We've got
at least one.
That's it. Great advice there from the Cruel Sea. If you're in any sort of criminal trouble, better get yourself a lawyer, better get yourself a real good one.
This period of my life is probably the only time I haven't had any use for one now I think about it.
Geez,
as soon as I say that.
Yeah, you know. They're expensive though, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true enough.
So, look, coming up, we've got, we're almost at the end of the show, but coming up, we've got the Justin Murphy Award.
Yeah, I've got one for you. I haven't told you who it is.
No, so just to remind listeners, Justin Murphy Award is for someone who's a bit of a hypocrite, bit of a sook.
Yeah, just pretty much a wanker.
Bit of a pork chop.
Yeah.
Named after Justin Murphy from West Virginia, who can't even spell his name right.
Who did that to us.
That's right.
We've named an award after him and will forever remember just what a toss he was.
Yeah, that's right. And here it comes after this. Baby, do a leap and make them dance. All right, before that was Levitating by Dua Lipa and a whole range of fine collaborators.
Who else was in it?
Some people.
Mate, you can't do that to them.
Why?
Well, Dua Lipa's gone and made a song. She's rung these people, said, can you come over? Probably not getting any money for it.
She would have sent
but
the
you
email.
Get the credit, yeah, and then you're not reading them out. Like, well, poor people
they're
are probably starving. Spotify's taking all their money.
Starving musicians are.
Who
they?
Was it? Dua Lipa and who?
Dua Lipa, and I can only see this. No, I can't. Featuring D, and that's it. That's all I can see.
Featuring D. So D gets a shout out. Hey, the phone's going.
Excuse me. All right.
Can you answer it?
Yeah, hang on. Here we go. Hello, K Rock.
Hey, is that you,
Gene? Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Wayne. How are you, mate?
Oh, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, boys. You survived the Christmas period.
Don't worry about us, mate. Did you survive it?
Yeah, where are you now, mate?
Yeah, just back out the Merse, mate, It's a bit of a quiet sort of a quiet Christy New Year for Wayne-o. But any truth? I saw a photo of a couple of big fat blokes in a bar drinking cocktails. They tell me that wasn't you two.
Well, we did reach out to you, Wayne. Now, I've never seen you, but I imagine you to be very, very skinny.
Yeah.
With all the stuff that you put into your body. Why didn't you come and join us, Wayne?
Oh, last time I hopped into a spa, boys, everybody else got out. The water went a funny colour. And no, it wasn't golden. But, what year? Year 2024. Yeah, Wayne, I had a shower in 21.
It's probably a good thing you didn't come in, mate.
Can I ask you, Wayne, how do you celebrate Christmas? What's a Wayne Christmas look like?
Well, Wayne don't get the big bloke, Sandy, he never come. He never come to see Waino.
Yeah.
Bad boy. Waino, yeah. Bad boy.
And
but I always had the fire.
He probably can't get through the bars, Waino.
Oh, no. Sometimes when Waino's been in the big house, Santa has come. But, yeah, we don't talk about it because Waino ends up a bit sore when Santa.
Steady. All right, now, look, what's on the cards for 2024, Waino? What do you got planned?
Oh, well, I'm hoping. I've got some good predictions. And do you know what I reckon we've got to make happen in 24? And that's the fourth night out.
Yes. Thank you, Waino. See, people are trying to jump on your back, Tim, and say, do something. Isn't that right, Waino?
Yeah, I want Timmy to come out to the Merce for the weekend and come camping with Waino.
That is brilliant. Can we organise that, Tim?
No, we cannot. That is
No. I don't care when you're packing. You are going out to spend a night with Waino out in Mount Mercer.
I certainly am not.
It'll be good just us under the stars. And, hey, I heard you talk about the recorders. I had a bit of a go at a recorder when I was in primary school in the first 3 years of grade two. And then once I mastered the recorder, I started on the banjo.
That's going to be handy out in the Merce, Wayne, when you take Tim out with you.
Oh, shut up. With all your cousins.
The banjo.
Unfortunately, we're about to run out of tape here. So, look. Go on.
I don't have the internet, but I do have it's not even a VHS. I've got one of those better cassette tapes. You all remember the betters?
Yeah, I do.
And we could, under the stars, we could play the banjos and watch Deliverance.
His next force night out, Waino. I've absolutely had a stroke of brilliance there. That is going to happen. We need to make that happen.
Look, before you go, Waino, I just want to get before the show wraps up. What's your prediction for the Pussycardos this year?
Oh, well, they couldn't go as bad as they did last year. I think, they're on the way up. But, yeah, I don't know. Unfortunately, those dirty pies looked a bit good, but someone will pop up. But
Are you going to be out of the clink, mate, to go watching this year, or are you going to be watching them on a telly shared by about 50 different people?
Oh, really just depends on that ankle bracelet. Sometimes the bracelet says I can go out in public, and sometimes the bracelet says I have to stay confined to the dam and my banjo. But Tim coming to visit, though. Timmy,
mate. No, you can have matching bracelets. That'd be amazing.
Timmy's not coming to visit. Thanks very much, Wayne. See you later. Oh, look, he dropped out. All right. Fat and Ginger, K-Rock 955. Better Man by Pearl Jam, one of your genuine favourites.
Oh, it is one of my favourites, mate. And they are coming to Australia next year.
Really?
Yeah, they're coming on tour. I don't think they've announced it just yet, but they put out a post on social media to say, get ready, sort of thing. So it'll be announced soon.
I would have thought it would be a bit like the Paul McCartney tour, where, you know, not next year, let's do it in the next couple of months, you know.
Hurry, just so they don't have a coronary clumps. In the meantime.
That's right.
Yeah, Paul McCartney announced a tour and then toured the next day.
That's right.
Just to make sure he was still going.
And still sold it out. What a legend. Now, we've reached the end of the show.
Yeah, okay. We didn't get to Justin Murphy.
We'll save that one up.
Save it up.
You told me off air. I think it's a great one.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, but thanks to Wayne for calling in. And we will try and get Tim out to the Merce.
We will not.
Yes, we will. We've got to do something, mate. Yeah. We've got to do something for this show.
I tell you what, I'm not going out to Mount Mercer before the end of January. There you go.
All right. Well, we'll do it after.
Didn't work out, did it? Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. And sorry about Tim. He, just lets the team down by not doing humiliating stuff.
Can you end on a positive? Say something positive about anything.
About you?
No, just anything. Just be positive.
Well, at least the show's finished.
Yeah, that's it. See you later, everyone. Good night. Right. I should have known.